XRN.
1690 AM Riverside, Iowa, and around the world on the Stardust Radio Network. www.stardustradio.com.
Are you looking for an internet radio station with a unique blend of talk radio and an eclectic musical flavor? Join Stardust Radio today at www.stardustradio.com, where talent and technology meet.
Welcome to VFVC On the Air, Veterans for Veteran Connection Live, hosted by Gene Symes, presented by Stardust Radio, where technology and talent meet. This show is dedicated to making sure that the promises made to veterans past, present, and future are kept. God bless America. Call VFVC now and let's talk at 1-877-213-4329.
Listen, children, to a story that was written long ago about a kingdom on a mountain and the valley far below. On the mountain was the treasure buried deep.
Hey, welcome to VFBC Live on the Air. Today is one heck of a day. The sun's shining, and we also have two of the best superstars available for this interview. What you're hearing is our GPS on our car, because we're on the road, myself and my family. We're trying to get this interview to provide you the supporting factor of mandatory full funding, and that's Willie Hugh Nelson, which is our national spokesman, and he's been our national spokesman for the last almost year and a half. And with that, Charlie Daniels will be climbing aboard to make sure that everybody else climbs aboard for this great move for mandatory full funding. Jerry?
Yeah, that's right. And just to reflect a little bit on last week at our Veterans Awareness Rally in Daly Plaza, Willie Nelson's public service announcements were received with a great deal of enthusiasm and inspiration. And Willie asked for America to unite for the common good of our veteran population. And by gosh, those people in Chicago took that to heart. And I think that we made a very, very positive impact on the Chicago area veterans.
Well, you know, Jerry, in our way back through, we called up some of the radio stations, and those were our country and western stations that we listened to quite often, especially you listen to it over there in Ohio, and I listen to WBBE over here in the New York area, and they were enchanted by what they heard went on in Illinois, especially with Willie being a spokesman. What was your take on the enthusiasm they had?
Well, here's the thing. Willie Nelson is very well respected among the grassroots Americans across this country. He has been a voice in the dark for a lot of the farmers, our truckers, and now for our veterans. And a lot of people respect Willie Nelson because he is a good, honest individual, and he has common sense, and he puts that to work for the grassroots American. So it's all good, my brother.
Oh, yeah. You know, I talked to him early this week, I'm sorry, on some of these issues here, and he strongly opposes what our representatives aren't doing for our men and women, you know, as well what's going on in our communities and what's going on out there for our farmers with this emergency relief funds that is going to all parts of other countries. We have to ensure that farm aid gets their needs met, because without that, our products in the United States is not looking good. You know that.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of our veterans are farmers. One of the statements that Willie makes in his public service announcements is that veterans are community and community are our veterans. So farm aid is just as important to us for the well-being of our veterans as veterans benefits. So, yes, it correlates very, very well with what we're doing.
So, hey, our veterans out there and our family members that are listening, don't think that everything is just like going to a different direction and our needs are not going to be met. We have led the charge with OFFB and the grassroots veterans of this nation, and now having our national spokesman, Willie Nelson, and also his good friend, Charlie Daniels, stepping up to the plate. We do have a fight, and we do have that ammunition that we can strongly say to the nation, mandatory funding is what we expect. Nothing less is going to be accepted. To put assured funding, discretionary funding, or adequate funding is not the name of the game. We have to keep our representatives' hands out of those monies and put it in the hands of the Department of Veterans Affairs, but truly, truly, also give it, let our representative understand that they have to monitor those monies without putting them anywhere else.
That's true, Gene. And, you know, Charlie Daniels is very, very similar to Willie Nelson. He has a great deal of respect from the grassroots Americans across this country. I've read several things that he has written, and he is a very, very smart man with a tremendous devotion to country. And to get him on board our movement is a big feather in our cap, and I look forward to working with him in the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, you put both of these two gentlemen together, Willie and Charlie, they can make some sounds happen, I tell you what. And this is what's happening. Those sounds are going to be like a thunder throughout the nation. We're here to stay, and we're not going to go away from your face there, representatives. Don't speak to both sides of your mouth, because mandatory funding is a needed funds that is needed for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Quit taking those monies and each year and awarding your own selves money, especially Congress. Each year they get paid a hunk of money, and then they get their pay raise. And then the Department of Veterans Affairs starts awarding their management tons of money while the VA operates on a shoestring.
That's true. And John McCain said it best. He said it several times. He said there's one thing that Congress never misses, and that's a recess and a pay raise.
Hey, talk about John McCain. Hey, do we know if he's had post-traumatic stress? Is he going to be the man that's going to be supposedly the best thing for our nation? Are we going to be able to ensure that this man's complete faculties are there? Thank you so much. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm good, my friend. How you doing?
Pretty good. I have Jerry Berry, the other partner of OFFP. He's on the other side there. We're getting ready to get this going, and I tell you what, this is going to be a swell day. Jerry, introduce yourself, my buddy.
Charlie Daniels, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, Charlie, you know, you've been a front runner for a lot of things, and I know you probably heard already that Willie Nelson has been our national spokesman for OFFE, that's Operation Fire Perfect, and mandatory full funding. And I know that your heart has been with this all over the world, especially when you know the freedom that we have, men and women throughout the nation, has that need for your support. Tell us, what's your take on the health care of our men and women, especially sacrificing so much?
Dean, Willie Nelson is in the queue with you now also.
All right. Hi, Willie.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hey.
We have Charlie on the other line. He's going to tell us a little bit about what his thoughts are on the health care of our men and women for this nation. Charlie.
Well, first of all, I say I really haven't seen you in a while, buddy. Good talk to you. I think that anybody who goes and serves their country and needs anything, regardless of what it is, it pertains to health care, whatever it should be, taking have the best medical care available for as long as they need it. I can't think of a bigger priority to spend our tax dollars on. I think it's deserved. I think it's only right that this happens, and whatever it takes to make it happen should happen.
Well, Willie, your thoughts on the same thing, my friend. You being our national spokesman, as you've been throughout all of OFFE's quest for mandatory full funding, on mandatory funding, what would you tell these representatives, my friend, or your thoughts on it?
Well, first of all, we need to do, we're obligated to do everything in the world we can to help our military, to help our veterans, the ones who are returning home. And they need all the health care they can get, and they need all the help we can give them, because they've been out there fighting for us, and we need to do everything we can for them, no matter what it takes.
That's the name of the game. And another question for both of you gentlemen there. The representatives in our nation are out there with their politics and all that. Their promises becomes pledges, but their promises don't become commitments and obligations. Your thoughts on that, my friends? Sorry?
Well, I think we ought to hold our feet to the fire. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things that to me is meaningful is what you're doing now. I think if you make America aware, I think that by far the biggest part of America wants to see our people, our military people treated the way they should be treated. And I think if you make them aware of it, that they will help demand that these people stay true to their promises and get the job done.
That is so right. Willie, as I said, commitment and obligation, I think, and you know, when I spoke to you earlier this week, you peppered me up on this right here. Commitment and obligation, I think those are the words that we're going to have to stuff down their throats. What do you think, my friend?
Well, we do have an obligation. It's not even a question of whether, you know, we've been taught since I can remember in school to take care of our country, be proud of our country, be proud of the people who go around the world protecting us. And when they come home, they deserve the right kind of attention. They deserve everything we can give them. I'm appalled that even this question is coming up with our country, because we're supposed to, this is America. We take care of our people, not only our people out on the street, but we take care of our military. So it's time we step up to the plate and do something.
Hey, Jerry, let's hear a little bit about you, man.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. Willie and Charlie, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today. And I wanted to just bring to light, we're a non-political, kind of a bipartisan group. We hold both parties responsible for the treatment of our veterans. And with that in mind, we have 60 days before the election. Can we count on you two gentlemen to help us interject the words veterans health care into the presidential debates? Will you do that for us, please?
Well, I don't exactly know how I'd go about doing it, but if I get a chance to, I certainly will. I don't have to know either candidate, but yeah, I think both sides should definitely make that part of the platform.
Yeah, no matter who gets in there, who our next president is, he needs to get some information and he needs to get some marching orders from us to tell them what we want them to do for our veterans.
Well, you know, Willie, that's exactly what we're intending to do. And again, too, the Spark, my brother, and brother Charlie Daniels, too, the effort of what we're going to say is not going to be the talks of being pacified. But we're demanding that now the commitment and the obligation is given to all veterans, those retirees too, and as well as all of those that are serving now and their family members, that mandatory funding is the reason why our men and women are in that theater of operation, to ensure when they get back that commitment and that obligation is met. Willie, you spent 2 years in the Air Force, and I know that we have regulations and rules on there, and our representatives should be handling that the same way, correct, my brother?
Yeah, I remember the GI Bill. I went to school. I went to Baylor University under the GI Bill, and now I understand that they're trying to do away with that. This is one of the ways that our servicemen had a way to get an education and get into a profession when they come back, is because they had GI Bill. They could go to school. We need that again. We need everything. We need to do everything we can to help those guys find a way to make a living when they come back and take care of themselves.
Charlie, on that thought right there, we're writing some more PSAs to deliver to the nation, and especially this critical moment of 60 days that we have left before the election. I spoke to Paula, and I know if we can deliver something for you, because it's going to be a little bit hard for us to get there. Will you give us that privilege of standing tall with our PSAs too, my friend?
Absolutely. You got it, buddy.
There
you go. Jerry.
I think Jeff has one of Willie's PSAs queued up. We could run that so that Charlie could hear what we're talking about, if that's okay.
Sure. Charlie, this only takes a minute. Willie, this is the privilege that we call this our diamond cup, my brother. Jerry, Jeff, can you run that?
Our military veterans come from all walks of life, from truckers to farmers to doctors to teachers to brothers and sisters. We all know someone that has served in our military. And our communities are comprised of veterans, and our veterans are our communities. And their blood and sacrifice is the foundation on which our country was built. They have borne the battle, and they proudly wear the scars of war. Recent revelations in the news have revealed an unacceptable picture of the way our government treats our veterans. We have a moral and ethical obligation to our veterans to ensure they receive quality and accessible health care. Sadly, we have fallen short of this goal. And this is Willie Nelson asking everyone across the nation to unite for the common good of our veteran population. Together, we can do so much better.
www.offb2008.org.
Charlie, how was that?
Sounds good, man. I don't know if I do a good job as Willie did or not, but I'll be glad to do you one.
All right. Well, you know, here's the thing. Willie, as being the leader on this, and you're our next leader to this massive nation strive for mandatory full funding, I'm going to ask you, and I the privilege of reading some of our PSAs, and I know you will. I'll get it to Paula,
yeah.
and Willie and Charlie. I like to ask before our time runs out because we know that Charlie's got another interview at 12:45. Look, if we can get any more of our star celebrities to come aboard to read these PSAs, if any of you gentlemen can send me an email or Paula send me an email to get some more of our star performers to do this, I think we have a good fight. Doug Kraft from the NFL football player, former, he played with the national game in the football life there in Lamblight. And he's coming across with the rest of the football players that are out there. He's sending a letter to Emmitt Smith, all of these, the Steelers, everyone, to support our need for mandatory full funding. Would you both be able to help us with that too, my friends?
Let me tell you what, Charlie, it's been so long since I've heard from you. It's good to hear your voice again. You're an old friend. I hope everything is going well with you.
Well, I'm the same to you, my friend. It has been a lot. We got to get down and do some picking one of these days. You know, I think me and you's only two. I think I'm the only guy in the country that'll do that with you. You know.
Oh, you guys are cool. You guys are cool. So I can have a hands up and say, hey, if we can get some more of our country and western stars that are right on the page for mandatory full funding in our veterans and those that are serving, can we do it, my friends?
We can sure try, my friend.
Yeah, we do.
Charlie, if it's okay with you, we'd like to place your picture on our website as a supporter of full mandatory funding for veterans' health care. Is that okay with you, sir?
That'll be fine with me. I'd be proud to have it there, my friend.
Okay, I got the right picture, Jerry. Paula, send it to me. I'll be shipping that out to you and to our webmaster. Charlie and Willie, I love you both very much. Willie, you know where my heart is right with you, my brother, as well as you, Charlie. But there's a strong, strong feeling of brotherhood and very much love that I show you, brother Willie, and I always will. My trust is yours, that you can always count on that.
Well, good luck to you, Jane, and good luck to you, Charlie. It's good to hear you, my friend.
Good to hear you, Willie. God bless you. And thank you, Gene and Jerry. Good talking to you.
Jerry, last word to these two gentlemen.
What a wonderful interview. What a wonderful interview. To have two country and western icons on one program at one interview.
Thank you so much. Hey, Jerry, these two superstars we had, you know, Willie and Charlie Daniels are a tremendous guy. Before we close, what's a couple of words so I can hear from you, my brother?
Well, this has been a great interview. I mean, you have managed to get two of the grassroots leaders of this country. I mean, Willie Nelson and Charlie Daniels both are well respected across this country for standing up for the middle class American, the truckers, the farmers, and now our military. It's a great day. This was a great interview, and it was really a pleasure to be a part of it, my brother.
Thank you so much. And, you know, through Stardust Radio and Jeff, the owner of this whole thing that puts us in the air so everybody can hear us around the world, I appreciate you very much. And to Willie and Charlie, thank you again, my brothers. And thank you for saying that the support is not going to be, if you're not going to be there, that everybody thinks it's going to be dead. But it lives and it's going to be a thunderbolt. We're going to fire for effect, my brothers. Thank you so much. Hey, take care.
For the people in our military, it's a time of sacrifice and duty. That's why all four military aid societies have joined together to form the Armed Forces Relief Trust.
to help military families cope with financial and medical emergencies at home. With so many serving overseas, the need is greater than ever. You can learn more and donate at www.afrtrust.org. A message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
SRN
1690 AM, Riverside, Iowa, and around the world on the Stardust Radio Network. www.stardustradio.com.